All right, this is Bald Boy, folks. This is kickoff of the Soulless New Show for tonight, Monday, August 8th. That is Government Mule, Blind Man in the Dark here at Sound FM. It's from a new album, the Telstar Sessions. It's with the late Alan Woody on bass. It's just after they left the Allman Brothers when they were Government Mule splintered off and then when they were doing their own thing. And it's early tracks, early versions of a lot of the tracks that Government Mule has made famous, that being Blind Man in the Dark. Just a sec, because we got a special night I'm going to tell you about just in a second. We've got a band with us tonight, and that band is I'm a Vintage. I played their excellent album, Something with Friends, a couple weeks ago. Got a great reaction here in the studio. A few calls. And if you want to call in, the band's going to be in here just momentarily playing an acoustic, some acoustic songs, and we're going to talk about the album and talk about what the band's up to. And but anyway, the album is called Something with Friends, and we're going to play a track off it right now, A Night on the Town, here at Sound FM 100.3 on broadcast radio, soundfm.ca on the World Wide Web, and Sound FM is available on Rogers Cable in Waterloo Region, channel 946, but mainly listen to us on soundfm.ca, and you can hear us anywhere. And that's how this all happened, is Darren Gooder of the band contacted me a few weeks ago, and one thing led to another. I got the album, and the band is here to play tonight and talk about things. So here's a track called A Night on the Town, and here's the number to call, 519-884-2567, if you want to call in, talk to the band. We'll try to get that set up. If we can do things technically right here, but not sure if you can hear them in the background, but they're warming up, and I'm going to play A Night on the Town right now, and then we're going to come, the band's going to come in, and we're going to do some talking and do some playing. Here is I'm a Vintage with A Night on the Town at Sound FM.
I see the bright lights ahead. I see the day is losing light. There is a place that I want to be. I think I'll be there just in time. And if you have to, just wait a little longer. We'll spend the night around the town. And we can dance until the sun comes up. And we will dance all through the night. She was dancing, she was rocking, she was grooving. And I don't know, but the feeling was right. And that's when I knew she was mine. We were dancing and singing and grooving to the music. And we were dancing, singing, rocking and grooving. She flows so free. Genuine, she's one of a kind. She swings her arms and moves and twists. I love the way she rolls her hips like this. I know that I want to take it slow, my darling. We can hang for the night. I want a bed so bad. I'm gonna take her out.
out and show her the town. I'll take her dancing and I'll spin her around. I want her bad and good, my heart is racing. I give her love in all the right places, bad and good. She was swaying to the rhythm of the music, and she was dancing, she was rocking, she was grooving. And I don't know, but the feeling was right. And that's when I knew she was mine. We were dancing and singing and grooving to the music, and we were dancing. She flows so free. I love the way she flows so free. I love the way she flows so free. I love the way she flows so free.
All right, 100.3 Sound FM Radio Waterloo Region. This is Bald Boy, and that was A Night on the Town from the band I'm of Vintage, Darren Gooder, and I'm of Vintage from their album Something with Friends. And we're going to talk about how they made the album. And it's a somewhat unique, I guess, a thing on how they did it. But we'll let the guys tell you about that. I'll ask the questions and they'll provide the answers. But I'm going to introduce them now, and I'm actually going to let them introduce themselves. And then we'll talk, and then they'll play a song, and we'll yak and all that. And if you want to call in, folks, it's 519-884-2567, 519-884-2567. So without further ado, yeah, Darren's on my left here, and I'm going to introduce Darren and Darren Gooder, and he's going to pass the mic around, and the guys are going to introduce. What I want you to do, guys, is just say, you know, tell us your names and what you play, and maybe some bit of your background in music. Okay, here we go. Here's Darren.
I'm Darren Gooder. I play rhythm guitar and vocals, and I just like to write songs and have fun.
And I'm TJ Wilshire. I play percussion and sing background for Mr. Gooder.
Phil Eastman on bass.
Dan Kochuk on the drums.
And Matt Huddleston on lead vocals. Oh, no, wait, lead guitar. Yeah, that's right.
A little bit of both.
Okay, so guys, back to Bald Boy here. Just the cool thing, this is really, really kind of cool how this all came about. Darren just contacted me out of the blue, sent me a couple of files, song files, and I listened to the album or some of the songs, and then Matt actually brought me the album physically. And it's very good. For me, a classic rocker, grew up on classic rock. It's Stones-ish, Leonard Skinner-ish, and we got a great reaction here 2 weeks ago when I played the whole thing. I really like it. It fits in with my show, which is old bands, old tracks, and classic rock influenced stuff, album tracks. So it's perfect for me. So I was very happy to be able to play it for the guys. But there's the way this worked is Darren writes the songs, and then he sends it out to these guys, and they put their licks on it, and they put their feel on it, and then presto, we've got an album. So maybe Darren, if you can talk a bit about how all that transpired.
Well, really, it's playing guitar for a long time, and just kind of, like every guitar player, kind of gets into a kind of a hole and where they're trying to get out, and you end up playing the same riffs and licks and stuff like that, and I started writing songs, and I made it like a dedication to myself to not play cover tunes for probably about a year and a half, so I just started to write, and I got some feedback from my friends, and they liked it. They liked the groove and things like that. So I got the idea just to go into the studio.
So how did you pick the guys? How did you pick the guys for the album?
Well, I got Matt off Tinder. No, just kidding. So Phil and I have known each other for 33 years. We camped together. Parents knew each other, the whole thing. And he's always been in other bands, and I've been trying really hard to get him into a band for a long time, and I finally sucked him in. TJ, I met TJ through Phil, and we just kind of hit it off as good buddies, and I love his style and his groove and everything. He's passionate about it. Dan and I met through work, and we just kind of jammed together a couple times, and he's just one of those guys that has a great groove. And then Matt, I used to fix Matt's guitars, a lot of guitars, yeah. So, and one day I just said, hey, Matt, you want to be on the CD? And he was like, sure. So I sent him a track, sent it back to me. It sounded fantastic. And that was the first one, was A Shadow of Doubt. And it was awesome. So we just kind of went from there.
Yeah. But it was funny with Matt, because when Matt brought me the CD, he brought the CD actually to my place. I had the files and everything, but I wanted to play the CD full through. And Matt said something about being a metal guitarist, and Darren made some crack about you being a metal guitarist, and could you fit in? Or
it's always kind of like, I always just had Darren fixing up my guitars because all I was ever playing was metal. But like he was talking about earlier, like I always, like every guitarist gets into a stink and they don't know where to go from there. And so like whenever I do that, I kind of just switch genres, start playing around, learning new techniques and stuff.
Or buy a new instrument.
Well,
that's normally what you do.
We're gonna get to some stuff. You guys are gonna play about four or five songs tonight, and we're just gonna let it flow. One thing, Matt, or any of you guys, I mean, I'm in my late 50s. You guys are all ranging from what, 28 to 40 something.
Well, I'm the oldest guy in the band for sure.
Yeah. What?
I'm the oldest guy in the band.
Yeah, you're 49 apparently.
Correct. Yeah. 68.
For me, being maybe a bit of a biased classic rocker. It's and I admit that, but it's kind of cool to see that guitar music's in good hands, like with younger guys.
Well, we really honestly appreciate that. You said that earlier, and to me a few weeks ago, and I heard you say it on the last show, and I thought, wow, it's a huge compliment for us because we all really take this seriously, and we're all passionate about it, and we've got a unique kind of groove, and people are listening and they're liking, and it's kind of starting to buzz. And And you know, for only being together for a short time, we've come a long way.
Yeah, I want to talk about that being together aspect and or not being together sort of deal. The way this band has formed, but we're gonna get to the first song. I think Stroll you're gonna play.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You wanna do it?
Sure.
All right.
Drop
Nice going, guys. That's I'm a Vintage Live here, acoustic in the studio, sort of electric, with Stroll from their album. And this is Bald Boy, Sound FM 100.3. Hope you're listening out there. I know I'm sure a lot of their fans are. And, yeah, nice version of Stroll. So when we were talking earlier, guys, you're talking about, you know, Darren, you're talking about putting the thing together and sending out files and this and that. And you guys haven't had a whole lot of live gigs, but Matt was telling me before the show tonight that, you know, a lot of you guys, I mean, you hadn't even met each other, and you're just playing music. So once you got together, what was that like? Once you actually got together.
that was actually strange because I knew Phil, and I went in the studio with Phil, and I never met any of the guys at all. So I did any of my stuff just knowing Phil. And then later on met all the guys. So I found that to be a strange experience, to tell you the truth. Thank God I enjoy their company, because if we didn't, then I think we would have had to go back to the drawing board. But yeah, that was a weird process that Darren had, just the way he did that. But it turned out very well.
So the chemistry's all obviously there.
It was really funny because we had our first practice when everybody kind of got together, and I just built like a studio in my basement, and there was so much pressure, eh?
Totally.
Phil was like, he was sweating. He was just like, it was tough because
you weren't sure that you could sort of.
Well, I think we were all sure.
The chemistry was.
Well, the chemistry.
The bar was set high, right?
Yeah, we put out this great album that is, you know, it's doing really good, and the vibe's out there, and then we got to go and do this together, not separate.
Yeah.
So it there was a lot of pressure, but we actually, I think about 45 minutes into it, we were like, this is easy. Like, not easy, but this is
a lot easier than we thought.
Yeah, yeah. It came together and thus created I'm a Vintage.
How many live games have you done?
Six? Five?
Five, probably.
And it's working, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
It's going well.
And, thank God TJ's good behind the mic, because I'm a little bit shy. And TJ's a...
You don't seem that way.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
it's because there's not a crowd out there.
Yeah, there's nobody watching.
Invisible
so
crowd.
Just Phil staring at me. But TJ is good behind the mic, and he gets the people going and talks and tells them about us. It's one of those things that's helped build my confidence, too.
Yeah. Well, you ready for another one? Because I'm going to... I got some more questions, but sort of to do with that whole vibe of being together and not being together, then being together. But let's play another track, and then...
Sure. Then why don't we play...
You want to play the new one?
Yeah, Soundless Nights, because then this way you kind of get an idea of what we've been able to accomplish
together. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's not perfected yet, but we've
got it. It's what we're working on, yeah. And then this way everybody gets a feel.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go with That's How I Am, but it's okay. Mix up the order. That's good. That's perfect.
That's all right.
Okay, so this is coming up for the next album, right?
Yeah.
It's called Soundless Night. Okay.
Soundless Nights.
Nights? Okay.
Nights. Everybody ready to go? You boys ready?
Yes. Thank you.
right? That's Sound of Vintage with, what was that one called again? Soundless Nights?
Yeah.
Yep. With that sort of extended coda at the end?
Yeah, it's
kind of part of it.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like at the end of Layla, right?
Yeah, that's everybody kind of open
it's
up.
It's a good warm-up song.
Yeah, yeah. Before I forget, so that's the first one that you guys have done as a band, knowing each other, right?
Yeah.
So what was that like, as opposed to when you, like, obviously when you put this album together, then you met, the chemistry was there, so it must have been easier to do that track, right?
Yeah, actually, because we're going with the same routine. The same routine is, like, what we don't want is somebody just to sit there and say specifics and here's charts and here's this and do this. What we want is the feel of everybody. So somebody, one of us, in this case it was me that came up with those lyrics, and then not even the whole guitar riff and bridge and things like that, and then we just play it, and hey, tweak this a little bit, tweak that a little bit, and it becomes everyone's, opposed to just one writer.
And so that's going to be on the next album?
Yeah.
I think so.
How far into the next album are you?
We've got about 4 songs right now that we're working on. And more to come. I think there's 4 that we're kind of working on, and then we got 4 more that are kind of in various stages, and then we still have to develop the other 4.
So much to talk about. Before I forget, I made a note to you guys. Probably want to thank some people there. You thank people on the album, but people behind the scenes, people who helped you with this, and sort of the whole concept.
Well, Andrew Horrocks from AME Recording Studio. The guy's a legend. He's awesome. He really, really helped, kind of shy Darren going into a studio doing stuff. He was a great mentor and still a mentor. The guy is fantastic. And every one of these guys had a great experience with Andrew. His studio is killer. His sound, his feel, he ended up not just being an engineer. He ended up helping produce and work with all of us. And he was fantastic. I would work and recommend Andy at any time. Danny Wan. He's probably blushing right now. The other, my sister Lisa Overholt, she did all the artwork on the album, and I spent so long bouncing songs off her. She has done all sorts of stuff. When she was younger, she worked for the Expositor, and she did a local music page and stuff like that, and she wrote and took pictures of different bands, like some of the big bands, like Run Perry Run, TJ, or TJ, I just looked at you, TJ, your band, the Tea Party, things like that, yeah. So she brought us out all for a photo shoot. Pardon me?
You were in the Tea Party?
No. TJ.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
He's had tea parties.
Yeah.
He's had many tea parties. Actually, he just came from one before this show.
He looks like a tea drinker.
But she just gathered a whole bunch of vintage gear and weird things. She put TJ in a suitcase.
That was amazing. That was, like, by far my favorite. Yeah.
Because the whole thing was, is you had to listen to her. She was the boss that day. And then she put Phil in a helmet, which was, we all knew that, except for Phil.
Yeah. I don't think it was sanitized either.
And then Dan's doing some random stuff out there, too.
And
then we did the mug shots, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And then we had a guest, we had a couple other people on the album, too, that did some tracks and some, Jeff Whitlaw. Thank you, Jeff. You did a great job on what you've done. Dan Tapper too. He's from the Kitchener area too. He plays in a lot of Irish bands.
Bass player.
Yep, bass player. And Johnny Nixon was a pleasant surprise. Johnny is he's a heavy hitter.
He's phenomenal.
Like this guy has taken lessons all over the world. He plays. He was the lead guitarist for the Toronto Symphony. He's done so many. He's been on multiple albums. He's got his own studio, session recorder. He's fantastic.
How do you develop those kind of big time contacts?
Reaching. That's what I do. I reach. And I've been successful at it. I don't mind.
Well, yeah, you're pretty aggressive for a shy guy.
I'm shy.
That's a compliment.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't mind reaching. I don't mind going out there, because if you don't do it, you're going to regret it, right? Yeah. And the worst thing that something can happen is, like, someone says no. Well, thanks. Have a nice day. Maybe one day they'll say yes.
Yeah.
But
so just this album's out in physical format and every format known to man, right?
Every format known. iTunes, Google Play, Shazam, Reverb Nation. Everything is at or hashtag I'm a Vintage. Facebook.com/I'm a Vintage. Email is imavintage@gmail.com. Yeah.
What's the origin of the name? I mean, because of vintage type music? Is it
funny thing, every band, how many bands have you guys been in? And how do you pick a bloody name?
Never do.
It's
never
a does. Pain in the ass. Pardon my language, but and I always go with my gut. I'm usually like, just go with it. Fine. It, like, we went back in the studio and we did album tracks and we were listening to stuff. Should we put this out or should we tweak this or tweak that? It's like, no, just go with it and let it happen. So I was in a meeting actually at work one day, and this guy said, it was a safety guy, and he said, I'm the vintage of this era, and this is how we do things. And it just clicked to me. It was that thing that went, that's it. That's what I like. Because I don't think we sit around a table and we're trying to put our music that we create into a genre. Mm-hmm. And another guy, Paul Hartman, which is Paul should be listening tonight. He's been a great mentor through this process too, and he's the brother of the late Phil Hartman, fantastic guy, and he kind of showed me this diagram. He said, "Darren, your music fits. If you take your music and your band's music, you guys touch country, you touch jazz, you touch blues, you touch rock, you touch pop. So it broadens your audiences." So I think we're just a vintage band. Who cares?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
It's our influences, right? It's because we come from like so many different walks of life, and we've all like been influenced by so many different eras.
Yeah,
gentlemen.
Eras and styles. Like Dan's been. He's a metal drummer, man.
Yeah, he's
like,
a metal drummer, metal guitarist. Like
from
TJ,
the heart. Yeah.
TJ just is a vintage.
Yes, he's just a vintage.
Well, what does that make me? But that's what I thought when you first contacted me. I thought, and then I heard it. I thought it sounds like vintage rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, vintage classic rock.
Yeah, it's just
not 50s rock, but 60s and 70s rock. So that's where what I took from it. But
right, and if you take somebody that's maybe 10 years older than you or 10 years younger than you, it touches on something that they relate to, right?
Yeah.
It's their kind of music.
Yeah.
We never planned it. It just happened.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to play another track?
Yeah, why not?
Which one should we do?
That's how I am. Yeah, let's do that one.
Cool. I'm telling you, I tried to call it.
Boston.
Awesome. Okay, that's I'm a vintage riff. That's how I am here at Sound of Heaven. This is Bald Boy, the Soulless New Show, and we got a live band in here tonight. I'm a vintage, Darren Gooder and his pals, and they're kicking butt here, loving it. So we're gonna they're gonna be here for a little while longer, and we're just talking about their album. And actually, I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, playing acoustic versus, I mean, it's so pure, and playing this stuff from your own album acoustic. I'm not sure how much you've done that before, if at all. Versus when you're playing electric,
slow it down for sure. Like, yeah, but kind of feel it a little bit more too. At the same time, like, don't have to be as crazy and technical with the acoustic. Just letting those notes ring out and stuff definitely helps. So,
so you're gonna do an unplugged album soon?
There we go. Actually, well, maybe. We're doing it right now. Actually, yeah. We're recording in the corner. So.
Hey, before I forget, I got to tell you, I'm getting my personal Facebook page, not my Bald Boy page. I'm getting a couple of thumbs up. People are loving it.
Nice.
So, and they're hearing it nice and clear. So, good for you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you too. Back to the original thing about this. We got so much to cover, but the formation of the band and how it worked, and Darren sort of sending that stuff out, you guys adding to it. Is there a leader here, or like on the album? It's Darren Gooder. Yeah. No, but seriously, I'm not trying to cause issues, but is there, like, is it a democracy? How's it all work?
You know, one of the key things that I wanted, and I'm going to be selfish and say I, was a band that can get together and not be that way and be open to each other. That's why the five personalities that we have in this room actually click together. And I can tell TJ that he sucks, which he doesn't. But if I did, he'd be like, whatever. And he would critique me. But no, really. We just, I don't know. Here. I don't know.
Everybody brings something.
We all bring something equal to the table. But, and it's going really good. It's going really good. Like, I really am enjoying this process.
But Darren's definitely the leader.
Yeah, we just kind of make him that way.
You guys,
so
like,
if it fails, it's all his fault.
He has the biggest muscles.
Well, you know, I must admit, when I first got the album, and after talking to Daryl, like, it says Darren Gooder with I'm a Vintage.
Yeah.
But the band is I'm a, you know what I mean? So
yeah, so originally I was putting out a album.
Yeah.
And it was just supposed to be for, like, friends and family and kind of nothing. And then when the buzz started to happen a little bit, and then I thought, oh, let's do this. And then when we started to happen a little bit, I thought, well, I've branded this album as Darren Gooder, so how do I cross-promote us? Because there's no more Darren Gooder. It's I'm Vintage,
right.
And that's it now.
Yeah.
So instead of us going in the studio and creating our first album, I thought we can cross-promote the two, and then I add these guys into that, which they're musically they're there. Passionately they're there, commitment was there, dedication, all that stuff was there. So the only thing about the album is a print, that's all, right? So, mm-hmm. But it's everybody in this room, plus a couple other people that hopefully are listening tonight too. so it was just helped us kick it off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
right? So, and Dan loves it. Dan's not talking much. He's quiet in the corner. We're going to put him on the spot. Ask a drummer question.
No.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, how do you feel like when you've got no real drums here? I mean, it sounded good. The percussion sounded great.
Well, you just have to split the instruments, right? So when you're playing like an unplugged kind of way, you just got to kind of, you know, get the shakers out, get the tambourines out. TJ's doing a cajon, and it sounds good. You know, it's it adds that campfire element.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
40% of this is improvised.
But before I forget, and we're going to get to another song soon, maybe a couple more tracks, but and you know, really, let's just go until this feels good. You guys are going to, you want to talk about Abbey Road?
We could.
Yeah. You guys are going, it's next year?
Are we going? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually, just between our last conversation, we're going to go in July.
So we're a year from now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with a movie or something? Possibility? Or is that a different...
Oh, that's a different... That's a completely different topic. Talk about Abbey Road first. Yeah, Abbey Road is... Like, I'm a huge Beatles fan, and I know these guys are too. And
who isn't?
Yeah, he's got a Beatles shirt on. I didn't know that.
We're not...
But I was in England a few years ago. I spent quite a bit of time there. And it's just one of those things that, again, reaching and doing crazy things... Like, music today it's so saturated, the market. So what do? We just want to go out and have fun, have a blast, do things that other bands can't, or do things that we can, and express ourselves and try and capture a little bit of that Abbey Road sound, and that going to hopefully film, not hopefully, we're working on that, film a documentary when we go over there, kind of like urban in a way. And capture the story and the tunes and break our bank and
because
we're gonna fund it through the band. That's why we put it off to July too. So the band's gonna fund it, and then go from there. Like right now, we're waiting on Phil to pick his gear list. So Abbey Road has such a crazy amount of gear that you can choose pretty much anything from in the 50s. They got mics from the 20s. So you have to diligently go through and pick your gear and what you want. So, and Matt was like, bang, done. He was done in like 5 minutes. Dan was done in a few days, too. DJ's still working on it. I just like to put Phil on the spot.
So you can just book Abbey Road Studios just like any other studio?
Not necessarily. It's quite tough to get into. And you have to work a little magic. But
So how did a little band from Canada... That just got together, get to...
Reaching.
Yeah.
Darren reaching. And his reach. Like.
I think that's the title of your next album.
Reaching. Yeah. Reaching.
Yeah. I could do some sound effects, like reaching around me.
There's a $350 fine.
Yeah.
But so it's something that we're going to do, and we're planning it, and we're going to do 4 songs straight off the floor so we can keep the cost down, and we're scheduled... In Studio 2, which is the big studio where Pink Floyd, The Wall, Dire Straits, John Mayer, the Beatles, obviously, so many more, Alexis on Fire, all the Hunger Games stuff, symphonies, like, it's pretty...
How do you say intense. No?
Yeah. How do you say no?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but you don't have George Martin there with you.
No. But the cool thing is that, obviously, we're not making music to support ourselves. We all have good jobs. We work hard so we can play hard, right? Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I want to get to that, but let's play another song. We're going to go to on my list here, Shadow of Doubt, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I need that guitar.
Okay, SoundFM 100.3, soundfm.ca on the web. This is Bald Boy, Soulless New Show, and we got I'm a Vintage in here, and they're going to play Shadow of Doubt now. Thank you.
That's I'm a Vintage with Shadow of Doubt here. That's a really infectious tune. I mean, all the stuff on this album is really infectious. And we're going to get to the single in a minute, but I Ain't Running was the one you sent me first, Darren. And then as I listened to the album, that Shadow of Doubt really started hitting me. It's just a very infectious tune.
A little catchy?
Catchy. Yeah, that's the word, catchy. You know, before I forget, you mentioned just in the last segment when we were talking about music being so saturated now and everything. And like, on the one hand, you know, it's hard for a band to make it, I guess, nowadays. But then on the other hand, there's so many avenues for music. I mean, so many delivery systems and stuff. So, and you mentioned you guys are all working guys. You got regular jobs. Like, how much time can you devote, and where do you want to take this?
100%. That's the answer, right?
Yeah, no. Like, well, the dream would be that everybody here, you know, can do this for a living. If we could all write music and get paid, that'd be fantastic, right?
Sure.
Like, you know,
gotta feed the babies.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, yeah. And that's just kind of the thing, is that if we could all quit our day jobs tomorrow and do music for the rest of our lives, of course we would jump on it. But realistically, if we just get to do this, this is fantastic. Wherever it goes from here is just a bonus.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in I don't know if you saw the Dave Grohl interview, but my kind of motto is make good music, kick ass at it, play it live over and over and over and over and over and over, and just do it. Have fun. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's like if you're going for success, you might not have it. If you're just doing it, then you might have success,
yeah,
right?
And the key, when it stops becoming fun, I'm out. But with these guys and this, what we're doing, I don't ever see that changing.
No.
Yeah, it's so... And music... the market is saturated, but it's not just, it's saturated with wicked musicians. Like, you can go on YouTube and you can do this and that, and there's so many great musicians, especially this Kitchener-Cambridge area. There's some wicked musicians, and there's so much potential out there. So, it is tough. It is tough to make it and be heard, but you know what? You just keep reaching and keep pounding and keep going after it and have fun doing it.
Okay, so I think we talked before the show. We're going to play the single on the album, and then you guys are going to do it
then
here.
We'll do an acoustic.
Yeah, version. Okay, so why don't I just cue that up and we'll just listen to you guys with I Ain't Running, the single, on the as it sounds on the album, then the guys are going to do an acoustic version of it.
Sounds
so here's
good.
I Ain't Running.
Childish games, and you should find some cover. It's gonna rain. I'm coming down on you. You better run. And with the vengeance from this, it's hell of fun. And you will find yourself losing your mind.
to go. This time, take back what you lost. A few moments that you made that you should forget. And I hope you never forget. You should know that you can't steal love that you lost. You should know that there's lies that you can't take back. And I won't settle for less. Focus your eyes and run to the hills if you want. You got a long way to go. And I don't need your friends, cause I got a lot. Took the ones that I walked and things went wrong. Darkest place. Said fuck the man and find a new way to this place that I call home. You should know that you can't steal love that you lost. You should know that there's lies that you can't take back. From home, your intentions were good, but you left them alone, and now you want her back. Now you know you can't steal love that you lost. You should know that there's lies that you can't take.
Song was that? That was Settle for Less from I'm a Vintage. We pulled a fast one on you guys. We talked about playing I Ain't Running from the album, and then the boys are going to do it acoustically, which they're going to do, but we decided to slip in Settle for Less. And they're just getting ready. They're going to stream some stuff for their fans, so we're just getting a bit set up here. But yeah, we've got I'm a Vintage here, and just to sum things up again, the band's in here playing acoustically here on the Soulless New Show. We're having a blast. It's so nice to have a live band in here, and they sound great, I think, and we're getting some good feedback online. So, yeah, they're going through some of the tracks on their album, Something With Friends, and we're talking about stuff. Just to go through things again, this is a band. Darren Gooder sort of started it in a sense, but it's a democracy, and he just sent out stuff, and the guys added their licks to it, and presto, we got a band. And they're out there gigging and doing stuff, and they're going to London, England next summer, next July, to play to record in Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles, of course, did, and many other artists. Pink Floyd did Dark Side of the Moon there. And so a bunch of guys with regular jobs from Bradford and Cambridge, and they put together this excellent, excellent album. Fits right into my thing here at Soul It's New, because it's classic rock sounding. I liken it to Skinner or the Stones. But it's kind of with a modern feel. I don't know really how to sort of categorize it, except it's darn good. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not streaming, but...
Yeah, okay, and then they want me to take pictures, too.
Yeah.
So,
you're doing great.
Yeah. All right, so... that's it. We're in the show right now. Yeah, that's it. I've had enough. No. Okay, here we heard I Ain't Running from the album, the studio album, and the boys are going to play it. I was just kidding, you guys. You know that. They're going to play I Ain't Running acoustic here in the studio. This is the single off the album with I Ain't Vintage. Here you go.
Up with
All right, that's I Ain't Running. Can't hear myself. That's I Ain't Running from I'm a Vintage. That's a single, and that's their acoustic version of it. Sounds great any way you want to do it. Love that song. Love the album. And guys, it's speaking of the album, it's like 31 minutes, which is a short album. But, you know, as we were talking off air and on emails before the show, I mean, you can fit, 80 minutes on a CD? I mean, nowadays with SoundCloud and stuff, you can just do an album with 10 hours long if you wanted to, which leads to a lot of filler, I suppose. And, I mean, some of the classic albums of my genre, of my era, Sgt. Pepper, I always refer to, it's 39 minutes long. So Darren and the guys, what, you know, why 31 minutes? Is that all you had? I mean, given the way the band's been put together, you know, that's okay. But why so short? Or not? I shouldn't say so short. Why that length?
I really like 31. It's a great number.
I was pushing for 30.
Really, it was about what feels good. And prior to going into the studio, I had prepared 11 songs to go into the studio with.
And there's 8 on the album.
And there's 8 on the album. And it just wasn't the right fit for the album. So I dumped them before I even went into the studio. And we went in, actually, I dumped 4.
Is that one of the ones that you've got a solo, like a
Wartime Love Story was, yeah, that was one of the ones that's on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And that, I just did that in the studio by myself, but I actually dropped 4 off the album, and I wrote one song on the fly. I wrote it 2 days before we went into the studio, and based on kind of what was happening in my life at the time, and that settled for less. So, it just...
You wrote that 2 days before the studio.
Yeah, I wrote it 2 days before the studio. And, yeah.
So some of those songs that you left off this, will they appear on the next album? Or does an album, it's got to feel like a certain... it's all got to run together, you know,
yeah,
coherently,
the,
right?
The song layout on the album takes you on a ride. And it was lucky because I laid it out 4 different ways. And then I just went... dropped the 4th, dropped the 3rd, dropped the 2nd, and went with my gut again. Mm-hmm. And that's the layout that we have today. So will the other songs be on? We did jam one last week called Fire. That's got some potential. The other ones, I don't know. I just, yeah, probably not, because they're not part of what's happening from my lyric point of view. Yeah. Like, it's not happening in my life today, so...
Yeah.
That's usually,
it's kind of like when I do this show. Oftentimes, I'll prepare a show, sort of, but I'll just start playing some stuff. Like a couple weeks ago or last week, I was playing some stuff, and it was all bluesy, and I was going to put another thing in, and I thought, nah, it just doesn't fit. So I just, you know, I just kept with the bluesy feel. Do you foresee that the next album will be like this one, sort of carbon copy, or will it be
ten times better? You know, and this is why, because we have dynamics now, and now we can. Like, I put Phil on the spot. Like, Phil, you go in the studio in a week. He's like, what? And then Matt went in,
you were
5
like,
days, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the track. 5 days later, he's in the studio. That's how great of musicians these guys are, you know? And Dan was a little more complicated because he has drums. It's a drive, right? So he had a little bit more time, and he was dedicated to it. TJ, the funny story about TJ is... So, TJ really ticked me off one day. So, because you're so far away. So,
no reach.
This is what happened. So, we pull up to the studio. TJ parks his truck. I park my truck. And I overhear this conversation. And I questioned Phil about it a little bit. And then, so TJ went into the studio not listening to the tracks, the ghost tracks that I sent him at all. He went in, he heard the engineer play the song, he's like, all right, got this going, tambourine, shakers, and he just bounces and goes crazy, and it was awesome. And that was that first day, and the only time more than one person was recording at one time in the studio was TJ and Phil and I, and we did it off the 4, and actually I was supposed to do final vocals after, but we had such a great feel that we just kept with the original vocals.
So in a way, when it comes to, is it fair to say, when it comes to the next album, you know, you've got these 4 songs in the bank, so to speak, if you want them, but you'll just go in and kind of do it the same way, and now that you guys have the chemistry together, that you just, the album will kind of write itself in the studio, is that the kind of?
There'll be definitely some of that in the studio. I think that's what we're best at, because we go with our
our gut and feel and how you feel that day, and you know, and it's just, it's organic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've been successful at it.
Right. Whoa. Yeah,
I should be calm, not nervous by now, and stuttering, but we've been successful at that, and I don't think we'll change anything. Unless you guys beat me up and say,
yeah, I don't. Right. Well, I don't know if I'm going into Abbey Road throwing caution.
Oh yeah, again. Abbey Road's a totally different story because we're gonna go off the floor there.
Right.
So we have to be tight as tight can be. So we're working on that. We jam a couple times a week. We're starting to book shows. We've got our CD release party coming up, which I hope you're gonna come to.
Sure, I'd love to.
We haven't got a venue yet. We've got options, and we're just trying to choose something. We don't want to just go and play a bar and have a good time. We want to choose a unique venue with that will create an experience for everybody, and that can just like just create a moment that everybody will look back and go, "Wow, that was crazy."
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Speaking of which, in gigs, because when I played the album the first couple weeks ago, I had a couple of calls, people asking where they can go see it, and I mentioned that Brantford gig that you had at the time.
Yeah.
It was a couple of days later, I guess. And what's next? And just maybe you can let the fans know, you know, where to contact you guys and how to follow you sort of online.
Yeah. So you can follow us at I'm a Vintage on Twitter. I'm a Vintage on Instagram.
That's true. Yeah.
That is true. Correct. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ I'm a Vintage. You can, where else are we? Reverb Nation, just I'm a Vintage. SoundCloud, I'm a Vintage. Just Google I'm a Vintage and you can find us.
Or hunt us down.
Or I'll give you Matt's phone number.
Yeah, that was going to say, you can just, I do some deliveries.
Yeah, I'll put it on my Facebook page too.
That would be fantastic.
But basically, it's just, I mean, if you search I'm a Vintage Band, you'll get it. I mean, that's how I've gotten it. Stuff.
On iTunes. on iTunes and stuff, you can search it by Darren Gooder.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you guys have played it. Do you want to play another one? Or do you want to...
I don't really want to, actually.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sweating. It's so hot in here.
That's fine. Well, we've gone. We thought we'd be maybe an hour. We've been almost an hour and a half, and it's been fantastic having you guys here. It's so great to have a live band in the studio, and I think the listeners, we've had some feedback on my Facebook anyway, and I'm sure I know you guys have got a lot of fans in Brantford and Cambridge and elsewhere, and I know just judging from a couple weeks ago when I played your album, the feedback was amazing. It's just so gratifying to be a local DJ and to have people into a local band, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And hearing this stuff, and it fits right in with what I do and on this show, and it's just been a pleasure having you.
Thank you very
really
much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our next gig, big gig is September 17th at the Delhi Fair. We're going at 8 p.m. And actually, we're playing a car show.
Yes, yeah,
we're playing a car
10th.
Show out in Vanessa, Frankie's. September 10th at Frankie's, the Big Apple, Brantford Road. Check us out for sure.
Okay, well, guys, thanks. I'm going to play a long track, and that'll give you guys some time to clear out of here and stuff. No, it's an old motto. It's longer than that. It's Motha Hoople Live. It's like a whole medley of Rock and Roll Queen, whole lot of shaking going on, walking with him, you know.
Anyway. You can just stay and listen. Thank you.
Yes.
So, thanks for coming by. This has been just a blast for me too. It's just been a real pleasure. And stay in touch and best wishes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, here is Motha Hoople Live. That's Sound FM.
This is what you call get your arse up time, and I hope you're going to get your arses up, because it's been a bit nippy of late, so just enjoy yourselves, let yourselves go, right, because this is it, we're going off after this. I hope you like it. Goes something like this. I'm
We'll be right back.
10 years ago. That's a long time ago. What's happening now? That's an interesting thing. Now, what is happening now? The Gene Genie, la 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 la! We're getting rather frustrated with one thing and another. This is the solution.